You're listening to It's a Level 10 Life, a brand new show on the Nafs Connection podcast, and I'm your host, Seema Azmat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A very warm welcome to everyone tuned in. In case you're new here, I'm an ACC credentialed coach as designated by the ICF, and I work with my clients in the capacity of building a disciplined lifestyle backed by the Quran and the Sunnah. This show is a space where I share about the nitty-gritties of living a level 10 life as a Muslim woman, a space where I share about my thoughts, experiences, and lessons on self-discipline, personal development, relationships, living a spiritually contented life, and everything in between and beyond. So without further delay, let's dive right into today's episode, shall we? Inshallah, let's go.
Quote of the day.
All of a man's happiness is in his being the master of his ego, while all of his suffering is in his ego being his master. Imam Al-Ghazali Rahimullah. The dictionary defines ego as your idea or opinion of yourself, especially your feeling of your own importance and ability. In psychology, it is considered as a part of an individual's mind that tries to match the hidden desires of the unconscious mind with the demands of the world outside, or the real world as we call it. And in Islam, ego is one of the terms used for the nafs. We mostly associate ego with what the definition states, as in a feeling-based opinion of ourselves, thinking we are important because of our abilities, right? Which can also translate into pride and arrogance. But ego is not limited to just that. Ego is also self-absorbed thinking when we cannot get past how we have been wronged, how hurt we are, or thinking of ourselves as victimized by others or the circumstances, and also questions such as why me, etc. So it's, if you look at ego, it is all about us, right? And it is like me. I am a victim. I am heartbroken. My feelings have been hurt and my emotions are damaged, so on and so forth. So basically, ego sometimes stems from insecurities, sometimes from wanting to be in control, sometimes through comparisons, sometimes through holding on and not letting go. The best example of how ego plays out in our lives is the story of Iblis in the Quran. So every aspect of his existence revolved around his ego. So when he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such fervency, he didn't really do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was an entitlement in his behavior and in his attitude that since he is doing all these acts of ibadat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must reward him by establishing him as a Khalifa on earth instead of Adam alayhi salam. And also when he refused to bow, he refused because he thought that he was better than Adam alayhi salam. The feelings that he felt of rejection, of feeling small, the insecurities that built up by comparing himself to Adam alayhi salam, when there was actually no comparison in the first place. Every single thing he experienced was because of his choice to put his ego above everything else, and he still does in a way, right? Because he was blind from seeing that his salvation was in his wholehearted submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his creator, not making his worship as a quid pro quo with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in, you do this for me, I will do this for you, kind of a situation, right? Astaghfirullah. So there is no doubt that we humans are imperfect beings. And just as we cannot see our faces, we cannot see our shortcomings, and we choose to remain indifferent when it comes to examining our own deficiencies. It's important that we work towards developing our self-awareness and being open to looking within ourselves. In Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 43, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Have you seen, O Prophet, the one who has taken their own desires as their God? Will you then be a keeper over them?" So as I pointed out before, in the study of psychology, ego is considered as trying to balance our hidden desires with what's considered acceptable in the world outside of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out those who take their desires as their God in the Quran, in the ayah that I just mentioned. Giving into our every desire is actually equivalent to making our nafs as a little ilah, just as Iblis did. Astaghfirullah. So a spiritual warrior is a person who breaks an idol, and an idol of every man in his is his ego. So the push and pull of our nafs is our test. There is no escaping this, and every moment of our lives, we have to choose whether we follow shaitan's footsteps and elevate our egos, or we choose submission and humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and direct our actions towards pleasing him. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell us that we cannot have desires at all, right? But as with everything in Islam, there is a balance that we have to maintain. And anything that is excessive in that balance is poisonous and it corrupts the hearts. So when all that we focus on is what we are thinking and what we are feeling, that's all we are consumed with. And we lose focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it becomes like a downward spiral away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entangling ourselves with the threads of thinking around that thinking. And that could be anything, what I mentioned before. It could be like victimizing ourselves. It could be like putting ourselves on a pedestal. It could be like being amazed at ourselves. Or it could be thinking that we are better than somebody else. Subhanallah. Now, it's important that we recognize the fact that we think, that we are the thinkers, and we are only thinking up all this chaos. This, it untangles us from the tangled mess, making everything in linear instead of a spiral. And that helps in seeing that, seeing what we have not been seeing, allowing us to gather whatever we are meant to gather from that experience, inshallah. So let me leave you today with this checklist to see where you may be getting trapped with your own egos. Ponder and reflect where you fall in this list and what you can do to change, inshallah. Number one, thinking you are more righteous or special because you started learning or practicing your deen and someone else around you hasn't. Number two, thinking you are always the recipient of blame and that the world around you is out to get you all the time. Number three, thinking that you're right in what you're fighting for and that you have scored against someone in an argument. Number four, thinking that you're special because of certain places you visit or certain people you are connected with or certain clothes you wear or certain gatherings you're invited to. And number five, the next one, and this is important because we don't even consider that this could be our ego. Thinking that we are not good enough. Doubting our abilities, thinking others are better than you and don't stand a chance, and you don't stand a chance. Overall, ego is not just thinking you're better than others just because you chose things that are good and righteous, while you secretly judge others for not being good enough, but it's also putting yourself down and others on a pedestal. Ego is the fact that you are overthinking, overconsumed with either elevating yourself or berating yourself. It is the fact that you are constantly consumed with yourself, your nafs, when the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed the heart to be consumed with him and his remembrance alone. If you want to give your ego a rest, learn to connect with your nafs only so much that it understands its place in this dunya and gives precedence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and not anything else, inshallah. Return to your Lord well pleased with him and well pleasing to him. So join my servants and enter my paradise. Surah Al-Fajr, ayah numbers from 28 to 30. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us nafsul mutma'inna, and that he grants us Jannah, and that we enter his paradise well pleased with him and pleasing to him. Ameen Ya Rab.
You were listening to It's a Level 10 Life on the Nafs Connection podcast, brought to you by the Level 10 Muslima Life Coaching. To learn more about me and how you can work with me, visit my website www.level10muslima.com. Until next time, take care and stay blessed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.